It's 6:40, and this is day three of the government shutdown, a shutdown that's feared each day could go much longer, perhaps even for weeks, and the economic damage is beginning to add up. Joining us live is Stephen Fuller, professor of public policy at George Mason University, perhaps the foremost expert on the local economy in our area. And Dr. Fuller, always great to have you with us. It always seems we've got one crisis or another to talk about. How bad is this one affecting us in the pocketbooks already?
Well, we really can't see the damage. It's accumulating. Yesterday was the first real full day. Probably cost us over $200 million. That sounds like a lot. But after a week, this becomes $1 billion. And after 2 weeks, it's $2 billion. You know, pretty soon, it's cost us all of the projected growth for the year. I would say that's probably 3 weeks out. But so we're just seeing this is an iceberg, and this is the tip that we've seen so far.
One thing families will feel very soon is if they turn out not to get back pay. I mean, that'll kick in, I guess, in about a month or so.
Well, I think when they get the final paycheck, and it may be around the 15th of the month, and then it's cold turkey after that, and they're already beginning to anticipate that, given the fact that we're just 2 weeks from the debt ceiling limit, and it's likely that this could go that long. So they're saving money, and the restaurants, the movie theaters, any of those areas of discretionary spending, local retail shops, they're going to feel this weekend.
You know, I thought we were all, going week to week, paycheck to paycheck, but to hear that the entire region could see a year's worth of growth evaporate in 3 weeks, that stuns me.
Well, it's an enormous number. It would add up. These are just estimates, of course, and they don't include everything. And it adds up to over $3 billion in 3 weeks and just lost federal payroll and federal contractor work and the effects of their spending on the economy. It doesn't include tourism, and we know that's taken a hit. There's enormous disruption to business generally, and we see growing reports on what that is. It beginning to resonate, I think, among everybody that this is a real event.
When the shutdown ends, whether it's 3 days from now or 3 weeks from now, how long will it be before we can feel like we're recovered and back to normal from it?
Well, it's going to be very quick. I think the economy is large. It's resilient. We won't make back what we've lost unless, you know, we can moderate some of the losses if Congress shows good sense and pays federal workers for the time they were out of work. But we don't know that's going to happen. The economy will rev up pretty quickly. There's lots to do. We're entering the holiday sales season. I think this will be put behind us pretty quickly, but the damage will have been done.
You know, a lot of local businessmen are cutting their part-timers down to 30 hours or less as a result of the impact that having them work 30 hours would be in the health care under Obamacare. Does that mean that this is another kind of hit here we're not even thinking about when we look at the shutdown?
Well, there's a series of hits, and we were really hit hard by the sequester, and we've sort of blown past that, too, and not paying attention to it. But that's damage that's already been done, and there's more of that to come. Small businesses that are pushing up towards 50 employees come under the regulations of Obamacare are thinking about, should they hire at all? And so we don't have a budget for next year. There's a lot happening between now and the end of the year that could very well add further damage and hesitation. I think it's the risk and the uncertainty that's going to keep shoppers and businesses from buying and investing.
That'll mean jobs, too, doesn't it? I mean, businesses don't hire.
Yeah, we're down 26,500 jobs in August. We're going to lose a lot of jobs on this space, especially seasonal jobs during the holiday season. So we'll start the year much weaker than we should have.
Wow. Thanks, Professor. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you.
Stephen Fuller from George Mason University.